After week of 1839, the ragged immigrants straggled into the Indian Territory. Spring came, then early summer. As each contingent arrived, the first thing was to draw rations. The government had made a contract with the firm of Glasgow and Harrison, who set up several stations, one of which was along the Illinois River here in Tahlequah.
On page 10.
Thank you.
In spite of the urging of Sequoia, the Western faction turned down this proposal, along with Ross's idea of a new government, and the first big council adjourned in anger. Certain leaders met privately to work out a new proposal in order to call another council. Divided or not, the nation had to have unified government. But then a horrible tragedy took place. John Ross heard about it while working on his new home at Park Hill.
Sequoia was gone, and with him went unity and stability. The result was 5 long years of violence. Houses and barns were burned, fathers and sons were stabbed or shot in cold blood as each side fought to destroy the other. But by 1846, Ross's long struggle in Washington was beginning to show signs of victory. The President of the United States was James K. Polk. It had been another Tennessean, Andrew Jackson, a friend of Polk, who had inflicted the Treaty of 1835. And no Indian tribe could expect much from Washington in those days. In 1846, John Ross and Stand Waite shook hands before President Polk. And in that one handshake, the Cherokee Nation was reborn. When the news was telegraphed back to Indian Territory, a giant rally was called, and the victory dance was brought forth again, the first time since 1814, when the Cherokee helped defeat the British. On this special day, the five civilized tribes came together, both to pray to their ancient gods and to dance the long-neglected rituals of their ancestors. The Cherokee watched as their brothers assembled.
Our brother son, your soft eyes fall upon the people of the Seminole, the children of Osceola, making green and red and gold the fruits of the field. O giver of life, tell us in dreams again of our homeland beside the faraway ocean.
The ancient land of the creek always looked northward toward the tall pines. It stretched southward through the high plains and the distant meadows. We walk with the sun and the rain. O red eastern wind, come and sit by the hearth fires of the creek people.
The Chickasaw tiptoed beside the silent river and the cypress trees, and the hunting moon made the tree moss into blazing velvet. O river of life, we are floating twigs on your infinite bosom, white shells scattered along your edges. Wash our souls, O river of life.
In the brown fields, the Choctaw follow the plow all the way into the sunset, then back around to the sunrise. We laid aside the flintstone, the twang of the bowstring, and took up the plow and the warping frame. O Father World, O Earth Mother, we go on remembering and waiting.